The noise you hear right now is us being connected to the outside world. Actually, we're being connected through a telephone in the room alongside of us, and we're now connected on what you've heard of the information superhighway. And we're connected to it at 28,000 bits per second. Now, there's a lot of misconceptions about the Internet. It's something that has just come about in the last couple of years publicly. But before that, it was used by universities and governments around the world to have a common channel where they all could communicate on. And several years ago, the move was started to allow everyone to have access to this media. And how many of you ever were on a party line? You know, back then, there were days gone by where there's a party line, you'd pick it up and you'd really have to wait till somebody else got off the line. Well, the Internet is the world's largest party line. It's estimated that any one time that on this single network, there might be as many as 20 million conversations going on, or communications going on. But it's kind of unique because even though it's a party line, we can choose who we want to talk to, who we want to listen to. And it's a medium that not only allows a transmission of data, but allows you to see visual representation of the data. For example, on Mother's Day in Gainesville, we connected all of the troops in Bosnia to their families in Gainesville. And we had it on a screen projected up like this, and the kids would run up to the screen and kiss their daddies, and in some case their mommies, who were over in Bosnia. And so it's really a marvelous medium for transmitting information. What you're seeing on the screen in front of you is the home page of Bible Believers Online, which is a ministry of Bible Truth Chapel in Archer, Florida. And we started this about 2 years ago, mainly because, I guess, it was a field that the chapel was willing to support me on. It was very unclear at that time exactly how far it was going to go. There was great opposition to it. But today, almost all major Christian ministries have made themselves available to the Internet. Some of the ones that you know of, I'm sure, how many of you listen to BBN in Keystone Heights? Quite a few of you. You know that anyone in the world can listen to BBN now on the Internet? I was listening to it at 4 o'clock, and I'm going to let you listen to it in a little bit. And you'll see that not only can you listen to it in Keystone Heights, but people any place that the Internet is available. And it is available in an astounding number of places. There are now more than 10 million computers, server computers, tied onto the Internet. Now, these are places where information is stored. And a lot of them are very ungodly places, but no different than a bookstore. If you go in a bookstore today, most of the bookstore is an ungodly place. In the back of the bookstore are Christian books. You'll find Bibles in the back, I think, of every commercial bookstore in the United States today. Someplace you will find the Bibles. Now, mainly they're there for the commercial bookstores because they make money selling them. But nevertheless, the Bible section is always there. And so the Internet is the same way. The Internet is filled with a lot of books, because you can look at the Internet as being volumes and volumes and volumes of data. It's completely free. Anyone can place data on it, so therefore the data that's placed on it can just be about anything. But praise the Lord, it's being used now by believers not only to spread the word, but for Christians to communicate around the world with their missionaries, for Christians to be able to communicate with one another. Last year, some friends of mine went to Russia, and I was able to communicate with them every day over the Internet for free. It didn't cost anything. Right. Now, the real question is, how can we really handle it in an environment if it's so free and so easy for people to have access to tremendous vile presentation. And this is something that comes, I guess, with freedom, although I think that's all going to change. I think that most governments are going to come in, and a lot of the stuff that's pure garbage out there, there will be at least forced filtering of it, and so that we don't have to be inundated with it, and we don't have to worry perhaps too much, maybe in the days to come, although I wouldn't bet on it, and that's not a good expression for a Christian to use, but I wouldn't bet money. But but I would venture to say that it'll be around for quite a while. So what Christians have to do, and what I advise every Christian to do, is to have the internet only available out in the open. It should never be in a closed place. If there are children around, especially young people, it should always be in an environment where it's visible in front of everybody. I'm going to show you some things on the internet. I'm not going to really say too much more about it. I've gone into it in great detail at other times, and I found that I really just bored people to tears in trying to explain in layman's terms how it works, but it does work. And it can produce a tremendous amount of godly information. And so what you see here, as I said, is our homepage. And in this homepage, you see first a clear gospel message: for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, and depending upon how people are looking at this, they either see that message scrolling across the top of the screen, or you see it presented like this. Below that, you actually see a picture of the world. I'm refreshing the screen right now so you can see what happens when people first tie onto it. You see the world is lighting up. And below that, it's very difficult for you to see, but if you had the computer in front of you, it says, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Now, this ministry was started out initially as a means for believers to communicate with one another. For believers, when they were traveling, to know where assemblies of like believers would be if they left their little pocketbook at home. So one of the things, and if they wanted really more detailed information, so what I'm going to look at is each of these items so you can see what we have on here, and you might see the blessings that are available from it. I'm going to click on to assemblies, and most of this work that you see on here, and one of the great advantages of the internet is that people can work on it any place. So we have brethren around the globe who work on this. Most of this work was done by Keith Van Ryan in Atlanta, Georgia. And so you will see a listing of assemblies in various parts of the world. And Keith added these nice little rotating globes. And so I'm going to click on the United States. And I'm going to look at, once I get in the United States, every state is listed. And so people might know that we're not a cult. We wave the American flag for U.S. citizens and a Canadian flag for Canadian citizens, etc. If you go to the state of Florida and you click on Keystone Heights and then you click on Park of the Palms Church, you will see a listing for Park of the Palms Church, and in it will be a verse of Scripture, all of your meeting schedules, who the assembly correspondent is, and then a place for people to email to you. So every assembly who's on our system ends up with an email address. We'll tell you how to get access to it shortly. But there is a place for people to email. And then we provide something that you can never really do in a printed book too easily, because the book would get too large. We give a detailed map of how to get to Park of the Palms. And so you see right over here, there's a picture of Park of the Palms Church, and you can click on it, and you're right here. And if you check that map, you'll see it's very clear. Now, this program is so accurate, it's called MapIt, and it's made by Microsoft Company, that you can put your street address in, and it will create a map for people to get to your house. And that's just about any place in the United States, even in the most remote areas. And what they've done is they've tied into all of the city mapping systems. And so, you know, people, you might say, well, boy, they're really invading your privacy. But as a matter of fact, they really were long before this. I mean, everybody, certainly every credit company, if you had any credit whatsoever, would know what your address was. So anyway, we don't use it for that. We use it for getting quick access. There are many times I've traveled the United States and I've got that little book and it's got an address in there and I can't find it. I mean, I've been late for more meetings because I've been looking for this little street, you know, in this little town, maybe in Plymouth, Michigan, and I've crossed railroad tracks and stopped in gas stations and asked my way there and missed the meeting. Right? So that's one use of it. We'll look at some of the chapels that have really, you'll see everyone that has an asterisk on it. It's a chapel that is online. So if we click in Clearwater, and you have a new assembly in Clearwater, it's called Cornerstone Bible Chapel. And Cornerstone Bible Chapel really uses this to a great extent. Now, every assembly has the ability to maintain their own site. It's not something that we do. We provide the space for them. We give them an ability to have a very simple site. Now, I'll show you how that's done. But you see here they have a chapel information area. If you click on it, and they have click here for the current for their services, click here for maps and directions, click here for photographs, for current announcements, doctrinal statements, and click here to see why we started this church. And so if you clicked on their services, you would find out in perhaps more graphic form what their service is about. And then if you go back to this page and you click for map and directions, theirs is a map which they created themselves. And so this is a map which they created. And if you've been down in Clearwater, it's quite difficult to find your way around any place. But here there's a clear presentation of how to get to them. And what we've made available to all of the assemblies, we don't try to put any assembly online that doesn't want to. In fact, if you click, for example, on Boca Raton, there's no asterisk next to it, but we do list where all of the assemblies are. And every assembly that's listed in any of the magazines, books, or have submitted to us, we include their name. But then they must fill out this form. And so if you go to an assembly that isn't on here and you would like them to be on here, just tell them to fill out the form. When they fill out the form, they automatically become an assembly online, and we give them all of the information necessary to maintain their own site. So it's not something that is forced on anyone. There's lest you think that we only deal with Florida. If you go to Georgia, there's an assembly that has quite an elaborate site that we're on the internet, and we just ask them whether we could link directly into their site. And some of you might know it. It's Believers Gospel Chapel in Augusta, Georgia. And when you go to that, you'll see that they have a site of their own. And you'll see a nice picture coming up of the chapel. And it's nice when you see a picture and you drive up to it and you say, hey, I'm really in the right place. And so you'll see this picture come up of the chapel. And you'll know exactly where you are. And they have a tremendous amount of information on that chapel. And so this can go on and on. And we're working towards the day that all the assemblies in the United States, certainly in Canada, will be online. Now, every day we receive information from another assembly that's coming online. So we'll go and we'll check. We get emailed when it happens. And when it happens, we then, that night or the next day, we put that assembly online. We get confirmation from the elders at the assembly that it came with the authority of the assembly and not just an individual who said, hey, here's the information, put it online. So we don't want to put anything on here that does not have the approval of the oversight. Now, many of them, of course, we know the people, and they call us, and we do it. I'm going to take you to another section on it. I'm going to skip camps and conferences because both of those are under construction. And what we do is for all of the sites that are under construction, we give a form for people to fill out who want to work with us and help us with this work. So camps and conferences. The conferences, though, are starting to move now. Very shortly, I know that Greenwood Hills will be connected, and so will Park of the Palms. I'm going to show you Park of the Palms in a little bit. Then we have a section on literature. And on literature, and one of the truly blessings for believers is the tremendous amount of literature that you can have online. How many of you have ever read in years past of Think on These Things. It was put out by the Van Ryans several years ago. And normally that never would be available again for anyone to see. It went out of print, and who had a copy of it, they saw it. But you can oops, clicked on the wrong one. You can click on Think on These Things, and you will see a listing back in June and July in 1989. It was published up until 1991. And so you can click on July and October of 1990, and every bit of that publication is available on the Internet. And very shortly, we'll add the capability of searching through all of the data. So if any brother or sister is studying and they want to get greater insight as to what some of the brethren years ago wrote about a particular subject, they'll be able to search. And just as well as they can search through a concordance, they'll be able to search through all the literature that's stored on here. Shortly, we will be adding all of the past issues of Council Magazine. Tremendous amount of data. But almost all of it is available in digital form, and it'll all be on there. Milk and Honey. Milk and Honey is on the Internet before you get a copy in your hand. And so, Milk and Honey comes out of Pennsylvania, and so you'll see, all of these issues, and if you want to go back to May and June of 1996, you can find out what went on last May and June. No matter where you are in the world, you just have to get access to a computer and be able to look up this material. The other one that's available on here is Letters of Encouragement, which is put out by the Van Ryan family today. And so you can click on Letters of Encouragement, and again, you can see all of the past issues. You can come right up to the August issue. I believe it's on here for this year. His letter of encouragement in August 1997. And so you'll see the total context of what's sent out in the mail. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means that this information, instead of being available to just a few thousand people, is available all over the world for believers. Council Magazine, we currently, for Council, are covering, only because the information hasn't gotten to us today, we're covering the editorials. And so you'll see the editorials. They're all going to be, as soon as our brother Boyd gets back from Singapore, he'll be transmitting all of the data down to me. And then we have a direct connection to Uplook Ministries. Now, Uplook Ministries, our brother J.B. Nicholson, Jr. will be here for your conference this year. And this is a ministry that he's involved in. So it includes not only Uplook Magazine, but it includes Gospel Folio Press. And so it's available directly to everyone from. So if you want to go into Uplook Magazine, the Gospel Folio Press, new releases, what's going on in the home front, etc., it's all available there. Now, the next area that we have is prayer requests. And so here we have people who feel that there's a need for prayer in a particular area. And so, for example, here's a prayer that was entered by someone for Portuguese Bible correspondence courses. And it says, please pray for contacts amongst Brazilians and Portuguese-speaking immigrants in North America, so that offers for home Bible study by mail can be made to them, Floyd and Helen Pierce. Okay, and so they posted this on there themselves. Now we have the ability to monitor what's posted on here, and if someone, would put any trash on, we would remove it right away. There's another one here for the Bahamas, which is just done on the 12th of this month. And so this is Barbara Aubrey from Manawar Key is going in for breast cancer next week. So this was immediately available, all over the Internet for people to pray with knowledge about that dear sister. And then we have studies. Now, what we've made available is studies in every book in the Bible, both New and Old Testament, and where people might post questions, and where we're working on having a moderator for every book in the Bible. We're asking for brethren to make themselves available to moderate the questions that are asked, the studies that go on. And I told you this morning that there was something that the meeting this morning was tied into, and one was the study on heaven. And as I said to you this morning, that I felt that probably you have more knowledge of heaven than most assemblies, because you've had more time to think about it. And so you might just post thoughts that you have on what the Spirit has revealed to you in your study of the Scriptures about what heaven is going to be like. And it's very simple. You just simply post a new article, and when you click on post a new article, you can generate a new topic, a new subject within that study, and write whatever you want and post it to it. And the moderator will look at it. If it looks fine, then it'll be posted to that study. And so that's available. We have links to other ministries. And so, in fact, there's been some added since I was on this afternoon, I believe. So we have a link to Uplook Ministries, to Family Bible Hour, to the Goshen Online Study Library, to World Wide Web's Bible Gateway, the Ezekiel Project, the Institute for Creation Research, Answers in Genesis, F. Pierce's Bible Studies, and Econia, which is Econonia, by Sean Abigail up in Canada. And so if you click on any one of these, for example, if you click on the Bible Gateway, then what you will get to is you'll get to a site where you have access to all of the following translations of the Bible immediately online: the NIV, the NASB, the RSV, the KJV, the Darby's, YLT, and then you can search through all of them. And they're available in German, Swedish, Latin, French, Spanish, and Tagalog. And all at once. And so you can search through any portions of this, and if you left your resource material at home, then he will replace that. You have instant access to it. Underneath that, those are links. We have certain ministries that have just come online. A Lifehouse Ministries is a ministry in Oklahoma, in Oklahoma City, in Oklahoma, and they have taken over the work of Christian Mission Press. It's all being moved out there. They also have a crisis pregnancy center, which they minister to. And so you can find out all about that ministry. And you'll see it come up, the Lifehouse. And if you click on the Lifehouse, you'll find details, the tracks that they produce, etc. We're making this available to a number of ministries, all of the ones associated with the assemblies, certainly, and certain others that the assemblies have a very close affiliation with. We have a guest book where people can leave comments, and you can read some of the comments in the bottom. There's one in here. Here's one that says, I'd like to say that we hope that the Lord will bless this site as we seek to glorify Him. Keep looking up. Kinsman Redeemer draweth nigh. There's another one. Thank you very much for this uplifting site. We trust that the Lord will continue to bless your efforts to glorify His name. A question: how do I obtain a parable? And then we answer these questions. And then another one below here, etc. And so, you know, it kind of lifts our spirits as we find people accessing the site. It's really in its infancy stage, and yet we've been getting a lot of connections. Now, many of you read the Daily Bread. Now, sometimes you might be in a place where you don't have it accessible to you, and so that's online also. It's provided by Radio Bible Class, and you can click on today's date. This is August 24th, and you will see our Daily Bread for today. Always available. Not only can you see today, but you can see back through any of the years that they have the database on. Now, part of the rest of the ministry that Bible Truth Chapel has is to make available on the internet through BibleTruth.net. That's our home site, but to make space available for any unique ministry. So we feel so blessed by part of the Palms and with so many of the men who have come in to minister to us that we we've made a gift to Park of the Palms.
Okay.
And yesterday I came over here, and you now have a site which is called parkofthepalms.org. Now, ORG bothers some people, but what it really means is just organization, and it means that, or you can think of it as an organism, but it's the internet way of saying that it's a non-profit-making group. I'll say there's no profit involved in it. And so Park of the Palms now has an identity. And it will stay until the Lord comes, prayerfully. And so here we have, when I came over yesterday and I grabbed from Elizabeth Gilbert, I grabbed some pictures that she had. And so this is the overhead shot. Now, if you're actually looking at the computer, as I am, it's much clearer than it is on the screen above you. And I put it together very quickly. And I'm not an artiste, okay? But this will be worked on in the next couple of weeks, and you'll just see what a beautiful-looking site, which will contain all of the information about what goes on at Park of the Palms. For example, down at the bottom, I activated this part of it, which is the conference center, and I just placed in here a few of the pictures, which will probably be rearranged. Okay, you recognize all of those flowers? And so they're right off your brochure, and they were just scanned in last night by my daughter. It took her about 5 minutes to scan these in. And down at the bottom, you will see, and this is, again, this is just the beginning of this site. We've taken all of the pictures, and don't ask me why David Adams came out bigger than all the others, but it did, and it'll be adjusted. But here you have your schedule with the speakers. And your schedule for the conference. Now, very shortly, this will be posted on the top 100 search engines all over the world. And every key set of words that we can think of, for example, conference center, Christian Conference Center, Plymouth Brethren, you know, all of those words will be tied in to Park of the Palms. So when anyone does any search, they'll immediately get a result that'll come back and say, well, the Park of the Palms is associated with that. And so you'll have that detailed information. Now, again, it shows up pretty well on that screen. That's really a good projection screen. But you can see the palms in the background, which we scanned in, you know, right from that brochure. There's more latency on the screen than there is on mine. So anyway, that's another thing that we can do. And we have a number of ministries that are on there. We also allow each of the ministries, should there ever the Lord raise up at the park someone who could maintain this site, then we would make all of the information available. What we do is it's very easy to maintain a site. We've done it in such a way that it's called front page compatible. Our sites are, and all of our work is listed under Microsoft on their home site, and you know it clicks over to our site, and then our site links into BibleTruth.net. And so on. Now, you might say, well, how is all of this is this funded? Because even though the internet is free, it's not free to get on to the internet. But this is just a ministry of Bible Truth Chapel. The chapel supports it to a good degree. I have a private commercial work that goes on in Gainesville, and I just asked the Lord. I said, Lord, if you really want this to go on, then I will make all that you provide through the commercial enterprise available for the Lord's people. And he's been very gracious, and there's been absolutely no need for any income to this ministry. Along with it, the Lord has made it possible, and we only started the commercial side of it last November. We currently have online in Gainesville 400 people, of which I've visited at least 300 of them personally myself and have witnessed every one of them. And every one of them has a link into the Bible study. Most of them are unbelievers, though I've met some wonderful believers online at the same time. And you know, I just pray that the Lord will continue to bless the effort in that area. Now, we advertise ourselves as being family and business oriented. In fact, our motto is bringing the families and the businesses of the Gainesville area together. And because we're family-oriented, Sam's Club invited us to have a storefront in their club. Now, you might say, well, how much did that cost? Absolutely nothing. Sam's Club, however they were moved, they asked us to come in. They've never asked a penny from us. And in Sam's Club, every day you can go back there, and you'll all during the day you'll see BibleTruth.net up on there, and people seeing this ministry work going on. Now, you might say, well, how many people, the question was asked of me before, how many people really see this? Well, or how many people are on the Internet? Well, it's estimated that it's pushing 50 million personal computers in the United States. One out of every four families now in the United States has access to the Internet. There are many families that misuse it, okay, certainly, but they do have access to it. And it's an outreach that I believe that all Christian groups should use. Now, BBN, Bible Broadcasting Network, says that there's at least one person a day that emails them and say they've accepted the Lord through the work that Bible BBN has on there. Now, I just want to show you one thing on that, and then we'll end the meeting. I'm going to take you to Bible BBN site, and I want to show you something that they've been able to do on their site. I might have already had it on here. I probably say that and they're probably off the air right now. But one of the things they've done besides preaching the gospel on there, they've made, and it looks like their site might be down. This is one of the things that happens once in a while on the Internet. A computer has a problem with it, and so that computer by itself might go down. And BBN, www.amen.net is not responding right now. But you can go to BBN, or they say you can listen to BBN all around the world. And at 4 o'clock this afternoon, I was listening right in here to Radio Bible Class, and it was coming across loud and clear. But something has happened to it since then. So, well, are there any questions? Anybody turn on the lights again now? All right, good. Let there be light. And if anybody has a question, I'll answer it, and then we can close the meeting. Yes, sir.
Who does all this monitoring of input?
Right now, any input that comes in before it can get out and on it comes in as email to us, and we check it out to see what its source is. It's almost always fine. And we had it on for a while and we took it off because we had some problems with it, where people will register to have access to be able to post material. In other words, anyone will be able to read it. And very shortly that will be in place again. And so all people who post to it will have to if they submitted a form and they send it in, and, you know, they're with the assemblies, or are clear believers, and then they're given access to post material. But we are looking very hard for godly men in the meeting who will monitor a site.
I found it difficult to read the type up there on the screen.
You won't on a computer. Right on a computer, it's fine. It's being blown up, and that's why it loses resolution. But if you come and look at the screen, you'll be able to read anything on it. Yes. Anyone else? Yes. Absolutely. You just simply, like on anything else in the computer, under the browser, what they call a browser, there's a button here that you just say File Print, and it'll print it out for you.
And if you have a graphic printer, it'll print it out with color and everything else.
Exactly as it is.
And those printers today have become so cheap. You know, for $200, you can get a printer that will print everything in color.